Like I said, I appreciate the privilege to be here this morning. I appreciate the privilege that you was able to come be in this service. If you missed the program last night, you missed a blessing. Special service. Wonderful service. I got demoted, looks like. Got no podium. Feel a little naked. We're going to read some out of 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And then I'm going to read a few verses out of Timothy. Just pray for us. We'd be able to get ourselves out of the way and do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our heart for the service. And I do need your prayers. I'm probably going to read the whole chapter, 6th chapter, 2 Corinthians. Then I'm going to read some out of Timothy, and I don't know where it's 1st or 2nd Timothy. I'll have to look. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Starting with the first verse, it says, "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Amen. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. You are not straitened in us, but you are straitened in your own bowels. Now, for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Out of the book of Timothy. I'll have to tell you, I don't know exactly. It's in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. I'm going to start with about the 6th verse. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of Scripture, some out of 2 Corinthians and some also out of Timothy. And I've asked again that you just pray for us for just a minute, that we might be able to get ourselves out of the way and do that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. There's things in the Scripture and in the Word of God that you can preach on, and maybe other scriptures and other words. And sometimes I get in a place that I think, well, this over here might fit just a little better than what I'm going to read, but this is where I've been led to, and I'm going to try my best to preach that we feel God's laid on our hearts. I wonder this morning, I really do, I'm going to preach on something that, brethren, we need today. We need today. There's things, my friend, that are so upside down. And they are. There's things. I'm not talking about in the world. I'm talking about in the church, among us, as believers. Brethren, there's things that we have absolutely let drain our power between us and God. Now, I ain't going to get a whole lot of amens, I don't guess. You say, preacher, we having good services and we've had people saved, and here you are going to preach to us. Amen. Amen. If Lord let me. There's a lot of things that, brethren, that old Randy would like to just discard and get away from. I want to talk to us. How many of us, my friend, are willing to pay the price, brethren, to have the power with God that we used to have? Amen. There's things, my friend, of old, days past and gone, that I can't bring back. You can't bring them back, but brethren, we need not let them die. The scripture says, strengthen those things which remain. Strengthen them, lest they die. Brethren, I'm not going to be a part, brethren, of a dying breed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some things, brethren, that we need to let go of where we can get our power back with God. Preacher, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with most of us. We're satisfied. We've become complacent. Yes, sir. We're living in a time, my friend, that we think God can't move like He did in days of old. Shame on us. If I had to preach to myself, I'm going to preach it. What do you mean, preacher? I was at the service last night. You don't have to tell me, brethren, how good the Spirit of God was and how good the program is. Wonderful is what it is. God's put His approval upon it. Yes, sir. See, I look at it. I'm going to tell you something. We've lost our power. Brethren, we've lost our stamina between us and God this morning. God help us. God help us. I'm not a gloom and doom preacher. I don't think I am. But I got news for you. Brethren, we need to get back some things that we have let go of and get rid of some things that we have cherished lately. Amen. Yes, sir. A lot of times, my friend, you might think, brethren, people get in training. If you're going to run a 5-mile relay, I'm just going to be honest with you. You ain't going to be prepared sitting on the couch. You know that? You will not. My friends, sustain, brethren, the mileage because you become lazy. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, we just thought heaven was going to come down. Far as I'm concerned, it is. Glory to God! I'm going to preach to you! Thank God there's power with Him! We need it. We need it. We need that, my friend, that goes off in our hearts and in our minds when we even think about getting lazy on God. Yes, sir. I never did like the fact with scrimmage in basketball and he'd wear us out. I mean, we'd be dragging. And we thought the next thing he was going to say was, we're done, you can go home. You know what he'd do? And we was dragging. He knowed we was dragging. Yeah. He said, give me 20 laps. You can go home. We grumbled. We complained. We didn't like the circumstance. But I've got news for you. Brethren, when we got in the ball game, it was nothing to play four quarters. Why? Because your stamina had been built up to take it. Yes, sir. There's some things. I'm just going to be plain with you. There's things, my friend, that we do that it absolutely draws and drains our power between us and God this morning. These things, I can't help it. There'd be times that we'd get out there and practice and he'd make us put on these heavy weights on your ankles. We had enough to carry. Why is he doing that for? You might be going through the worst time of your life. Listen, you might think God is your enemy. Folks, he's trying to condition you. Thank God to where you'll listen to him. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Bible said there's a man by the name of Jacob. Was it not? The scripture says he wrestled with a man all night long. Wrestled with him. Yes, sir. Insomuch, my friend, the man said, let me go. Oh, Jacob held on. Yeah. Brethren, we need to hold on, Crafton. Thank God to them things that we know is real this morning. Yes, sir. I can't help it. You say, preacher, you just old fogey. Well, I got news for you. I've heard some old fogey men preach to me, and thank God it found a lodging place. Thank God I ain't willing to give it up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Had men to preach to me, my friend, you'd think they wouldn't have an ounce of love in their bones. But brethren, when I left the house of God, I carried boatloads with me. Huh? Yes, sir. Just like the question we had this morning, my friend, you ain't gonna answer that in a few words. And you better have a little bit of an open mind if you're going to really get a hold of what he's talking about. That didn't cost you nothing. Some of you that wasn't in men's Sunday school class don't know what I'm talking about, but the men do. Thank God, and I'll say this, we got room for other men.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I appreciate. Now I'm going to say this. Did you know there's strength in numbers? Brethren, this thing ain't built by one individual outside of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the foundation of it all. Yes, sir. It ain't my church. It ain't your church. It ain't your church. It don't belong to you. But thank God you belong to it. Hallelujah. I love my church. I love my church. If I don't, I got no business being here.
Amen.
Preacher, I just don't like the way y'all carry out. Hallelujah. You listen to me. Thank God there's some things that are written in stone and they're not going to change. You say, preacher, you just too straight to the point. I got news for you. We don't need no freeloaders. Yes, sir. Preacher, I'm a young Christian. We need you.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. We don't need all the junk you're going to bring.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Get in this day, my friend. We're living in 2026, and it still takes the Spirit of God, thank God, to be born again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It ain't changed. I don't believe it's going to. Why is that, preacher? Because he gave his life for me and you. Yes, sir. He saved us. And if I read my scripture right, my friend, there's something that accompanies salvation. Yes, sir. I read to you here. Do you know Paul? Didn't he tell the Corinthians? He said, I want to enlarge you. Reckon he loved them? He just told them about 5 or 6 verses here. He just told them some of the things that he was facing. Brethren, just to be a man of God.
Yeah. Amen.
You won't know where your strength comes from. It comes from getting rid of this man.
Amen.
Yes, sir. There's 2 of us.
Yeah.
Where you believe it or where you don't. It doesn't really matter. It's a fact. The Word of God, and I'll say this, when you get born again, brethren, it's a spiritual happening.
Amen.
And it affects the fleshly man also.
Amen.
Yes, it does. Get out of your carnal mind. I thought, my friend, you say, preacher, Jacob, my friend, the Bible said, he told this man, he said, I ain't gonna let you go until you bless me. The Bible says it touched his thigh, did he not? The part of the shank. He said they wouldn't need meat of it after that. You know that? Touched him, thank God. Walked with a limp. Yes, sir. Naturally speaking, because God touched him. Hallelujah. Woo! Don't tell me it won't get on you. As in Jacob's day. Huh? We're living in a different time. Yes, we are, but brethren, it's the same God. He saw something, didn't he? On occasion, he went, my friend, and he saw a ladder. A ladder, thank God, reached from earth to glory. He said, angels ascending and descending up and down on it. Yes, sir. Had his head on a stone for a pillow. Yes, sir. Saw all this. Brethren, he woke. He got up. Daniel, he done something. Did he not? Brethren, that place wasn't the same no more. Brethren, you get born again, I'll guarantee you, home will be different. Yes, it will. It changes you, brother. Can I tell you something this morning? Brethren, you want power with God, you're going to have to crucify. You're going to have to crucify your natural man. Preacher, I don't know how to do that. God does. Asked him. Asked him. J.O. Jarrett said that you didn't want to ask the Lord to humble you. He knows something about that.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm glad he said what he did. I learned, my friend, not to ask the Lord to humble me, but I asked the Lord to help me humble myself.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. This thing is spiritual. Amen. Yes, it is. There's something on the inside of you that absolutely jumps when God speaks to you. Yes, sir. Is that not what happened to John? In the womb. In the womb, Daniel. He just heard the voice of Mary, brethren, and leaped in the womb. Hallelujah. Don't tell me you don't know what the Spirit sounds like. You do. Yes, sir. When the Spirit talks to you.
Amen.
Little Bailey said last night, she said, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, but Lorelai was. She was looking for something. Yes, sir. And she found something. I believe it. I do. I believe it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Preacher, they're too young. Yep. Brethren, you look at her in the face and tell her.
Amen.
She didn't get nothing.
Amen.
She ain't going to believe you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Bailey said she started asking a question about something. She said, Lord showed me right quick.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with her.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with her.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, folks, if the Spirit of God ain't real, me and you ain't real.
Amen.
Amen. Bro, you can believe. You can be one of them that says you don't believe in God. I'm going to tell you, thank God, the Spirit of God will make a liar out of you. Yes, it will. There'll be a day, my friend, it'll knock on that door. And when it knocks, you're going to know who it is. Yes, sir. Power. You say, preacher, I don't want no power. You've got power between you and the Lord. Or you have absolutely, my friend, come to the place to where you're complacent with not having any power. I'm going to tell you something. God knows you. He knows your heart. He knows the intents of your heart. You may be here this morning and be one of them that's on the church roll, my friend, lost as a goose. Preacher, don't start bringing up stuff like that. I got news for you. He testified of it. Carrie did last night. Testified of it. Sunday school teacher, choir director, superintendent. Huh? But you know what happened to him? He got saved. Glory to God, he got saved. Right here in this church, and I ain't bring. I just remember it like as yesterday. One Wednesday night, we had service in the old church over there, and I preached, you must be born again. Yes, sir. We had somebody saved that night. Yes, we did. Had them saved. This is on Wednesday night, folks, and I want you to know the church house was full. Don't tell me we ain't lost our power.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
These folks, you say, preacher, you need to be talking to them. Well, my friend, I'm going to talk to you. Yeah. You talk to them.
Amen.
Bless
him, Lord. Give them what God give you. He'll open that door. You know why we don't testify no more than we do? Because we don't want to. Yes, sir. I ain't telling you, my friend, you got to run around telling people you're a Christian and all this mess. I don't believe that. But I'll tell you one thing. When God moves, thank God, let him move.
Amen.
And I preached that Wednesday night. There's a man sitting right back yonder. Lost. He is a church treasure. Is that not right? Yes, sir. We come back on Sunday morning, and you know what? I had to preach again. And you know what I preached? You must be born again. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. He come and got saved. Yes, sir. Come and got saved. You say, preacher is already on the books. It don't matter.
Yeah.
He wasn't on the book. Glory to God. And the fact of it is, he knowed it this morning. You can't tell me you don't know where you stand between you and the Lord. You can't tell me, my friend, that you know, without a doubt, my friend, how much power, how much cleavage, and how much, thank God, stamina you got between you and God. Preacher. I go through too many things. Have you ever wondered how you get through them?
We read about Job. You did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We ain't been through all that. Not yet. We ain't been through all that. He went through it. One teller right after another. Did you know? It just popped out at me as Bruce was reading this morning. It said that it burnt his sheep. Burnt. Fire came down out of heaven and burnt his sheep. Preacher, that wasn't a bad. Well, he had 500 of them. Listen, the man was noted in that day to be a perfect and an upright man, and God was the one that noted him.
Amen.
And Job recognized where it come from.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You won't know where your power is. You know, most folks that's trying to be something wind up nothing.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It's that demeanor you've got. Yes, sir. I'm not here. I'm really not. You might think, and I done said it in the beginning, you might think that I'm just against you. And that I just pick out these things. I got news for you. I didn't pick it. And when he give it to me, that's exactly what I done, Jeff. I shook my head. Lord, no. 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 What do you mean? Folks, we need to keep our power between us and God. It don't need to fade. No, sir. It don't need to fade. You know what happens when a battery starts going dead? Sometimes it does it in different manners. But you might get in that old automobile and flip the switch on, and all your settings and everything that you had put in to your computer, gone. Went back to somewhere. And you think, well, I didn't do that. No, you didn't. Well, it'll do it about two or three times, but after that, it won't do nothing. It won't do nothing. Why, preacher? The power. It's losing its power. You ever sit around a house and the lights just flicker? Well, there's certain things around the house that when that power does that, you have to go back and reset it. Why, preacher? It lost its power.
Amen.
Hear me.
Amen.
Hear me. Power's still on the line.
Yeah.
Power's still running. Light's still on.
Bless him, Lord.
But it was off long enough for it to lose its mind. That's what happened. It just loses its memory. You have to go back in. And you have to reset it to where it was and what you want. Is that not right? What I'm saying, my friend, is we need a reset. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Preacher, I ain't got no reset button on me. You most certainly do. You most certainly do. It's time to wake up. Wake up, thank God. We can't live. Yes, I'm not trying to live for my forefathers, but I'll say this. I'm trying to keep that going. Thank God that they had this morning.
Amen.
Yes, sir. They had something. Crafted. Thank God that would absolutely tire your heart out. We've lost it. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I can't charge anybody in this world with some things that I've lost. Nobody. Nobody. I've had a difficult 2 weeks. I mean difficult. Searching difficult. Do you know what? Daniel, I know where the power's coming from. You know what I mean? I know where the power comes from. I know the source. If I need to change the box out, thank God, let's change the box this morning. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't know about you. I got news for you. God knows me. They sung it. But best of all, I know him. Yes, sir. Best of all, it works both ways. Yes, sir, it works both ways. Preacher, I got a problem. I can't solve it. And God ain't listening. Who said he wouldn't? Daniel prayed. He prayed for 21 days. And the Lord told him when he answered him, he said, Daniel, he said, I heard you the first time. Woo! Ain't that good? I heard you the first time. Daniel kept praying because he didn't see nothing. Come get a verse of a song. We don't need to lose our power. Paul understood the point. And Paul understood his life. Those verses that he began to talk about, the things that he had been through and faced, one right after another. One right after another. He come to the conclusion himself. He said, it's all just lost. It's all just lost. If you don't get anything out of your situation, you're to get this one thing. God is with you. If you're a child of the King, my friend, I want you to know the King's with you. Yes, sir. Preacher, why is he putting me through all this? The truth of it is, quit asking why and thank God, say, Lord, just help me. What did David say last night? He said, it's simple. It's simple. You know what it took to save them two people last night? It took a simple act of faith. But, hardest thing you'll ever do. Yes, sir. Hardest thing you'll ever do. But, it took a simple act of faith. Did you know this morning that it is our faith that separates us from the world?
Amen.
Listen, folks, it don't just separate you. It'll keep you separated.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Put your faith in God. Put your trust in God. Put all you got in God and see if he won't deliver you. He'll do it every time. Then you can have the testimony, thank God I would not have made it without Jesus this morning.
Amen.
What did they sing to us this morning? I know a man that can.
Amen.
I do. Don't you? I know one. I know one, brethren, that can turn your world upside down. Thank God to where you're living like a queen. And he wants to. And he wants to. I know you might say, preacher, I don't know. Jacob might not have wanted to walk around with a limp, but he did want the blessing. He did. He wanted the blessing. And he held on till he got it. You can't quit. Personally, I hated track. I never did go out for track. I was on the baseball field, and the track coach come over there, and he was talking to our coach, and in a few minutes, he come over there, and he said, Randy, he said, you go over Bill. I thought right then, I got no business over here. We wasn't practicing, folks. We went to a track meet. Put me out there. He said, I want you to get you a pace. Running a mile. Then after that, had run 2 miles. I had no clue. He had three or four already out there for that mile. What in the world I doing there? I come around that first time, and he said, pick it up just a little. That's all he said. Pick it up just a little. I did. Now I come around that third time. This was the fourth lap, the final lap. Now I was running about right here, and there's a man already made the loop, and he was over yonder. He said, I want you to pass him.
Yeah.
That's what he said. So I want you to pass him. I thought, man, I don't even know that I can catch him. He was running. Son, I put in high gear. We got up over here. We was coming around to that of the finish line. I got a point to this. I just want you to know. We was coming in this curve going down to the finish line, and I caught up with this dude. And I passed him for just a second. I passed him. Now, I didn't beat him. He had a little more juice left than I did. I'd about run all my juice out catching him. But he had a little more juice left. He just eased right on. I was giving it all I had. Let me tell you something. I don't believe the Lord's going to forget me. Amen. The last mile of the trip.
Amen.
I don't believe it.
No, you don't. No.
I believe he's going to be with me. Yes, sir. And when I need that little extra juice, Steve, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's going to push. Thank God you across the finish line.
Amen.
I believe that. I'm leaving this world one day.
Amen.
And heaven will be my home.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Heaven. Glory. Glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Can you say that? Can you say that you're dependent on the Lord for your life, They sang that song. They've sung it last night. Whitney sung it the other day, that song about the Lord being our life. His blood has given us life. Yes, sir. Life, not death. Life. Life, my friend, to word the second death hath no power.
Amen.
No power.
Amen.
Thank God you got power over the second death. You're to shout. God's give us more than we give Him credit for.
Yeah.
Let us stand.